B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. And when you got something to say, you hit us up. Leave us a message. Won't cost you anything, and nobody will yell back at you. Leave a message. We assemble them. We put together a nice little package. It's called Sound Off. Let's go.
Nobody, not a soul on this earth, has ever made the All-Star team if they refuse to take a jump shot. I'm sorry, but that's just got to be the rule. No shoot. No good, no all-star.
Well, I will say, in the history of NBA all-star perimeter players, I think Ben is stands alone in being an all-star without taking a shot. But like I say, people have been telling me all over the building, and not only in this office, that I've got to let go. So to that extent, I back off a little bit.
Of course it's damaging to the team that Ben Simmons made the All-Star game. Because now, the one thing you're trying to get him to do, which is shoot, now he's going to continue to say, see, I don't need to shoot. No shooting for me because I'm an All-Star.
I can't discount it, but we'll see come playoff time. Like right now, it's in stun gun mode. But in the playoffs, it manifests itself again. Now, again, in the playoffs, if he stays aggressive, he goes to the foul line 7-8 times a night, then I'm not going to worry about it as much.
I can't wait till next year when all you Eagle fans will be moaning that Jalen Hurt thinks, because you just keep forgetting, he was benched for Tua, and Tua sucks. So what does that make Hurt? He's no NFL quarterback, just like Tua isn't. Ooh. They both stink. And yous are all going to be crying at yous want Wentz back. Well, too bad, because him and Reich are going to be winning Super Bowls in Indy.
See, that's that Shenandoah accent coming in there with that. Mm-hmm. That was the Shenandoah.
Oh, yeah.
The Shenandoah man mm-hmm. coming in here. So he doesn't believe in Jalen Hurts.
Well, hopefully we get a chance to see.
Yeah, we will see.
Not unless they draft a quarterback, then we won't get to see.
Well, he'll still start, though. They draft the quarterback. You'll make the guy they draft QB1 right out of the chute. I thought you were thinking that maybe like later in the year, if Hurt struggles, guy would get.
No, they won't be able to do that because the locker room will then be split.
Well, what are you telling me? Are they going to move Hurts if they draft the six?
Nope.
They're going to have the same situation?
Yeah, because they don't think anything's wrong with it. They think it's normal.
They didn't learn?
No, they're not capable of learning.
All right.
I really wish callers would stop making false equivalencies to their job as opposed to a professional athlete's job. I don't think you have to worry about getting hurt on a daily basis every time you go into your job as far as your profession. But if you're just sitting at a desk plucking numbers, dude, you have no reason to understand. Please stop equivocating your 9-to-5 job with a professional athlete's job. Just period. The salaries aren't the same. Just get over it.
AJ sounding off. AJ triggered by the guy called early in the show, the accountant guy.
Yeah.
As a person who's been an accountant, Mike,
right.
I feel like I know the same thing as Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Well.
Happy with the win last night, but Doc Rivers had 2 days to figure out how to beat the double team and triple team on Joel. Can't believe we got no one cutting to the basket on the trap. All Joel could do was throw the ball cross court, not the way to beat the double team. We need to get people cutting to the basket and get some points in the paint. We better figure this out because the rest of the team is watching how to hold Joel Embiid down.
Excuse me, but maybe my TV was off. They did win the game and they controlled it wire to wire, didn't they? Was I mistaken? Was I in a dream or what?
They never trailed.
They never trailed. What's wire to wire? Relax. When that becomes a problem, we'll talk about it.
Mike Missanelli is totally correct about Mr. Tom Hanks. He is not a good actor by any stretch of the imagination. Also, nobody ever brings up how stupid Forrest Gump is with that stupid Love is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You're going to get chocolate. What do you think's in a box of chocolates, you freaking idiot? Shut the hell up, Forrest.
See, you're missing. I never said he was a bad actor. I said he's a good actor. He's just in a. He's a guy in a box. He's an actor in a box. That's all I've said. I'm taking an awful lot of heat for. I praised the man today.
All right, here's my biggest pet peeve when I'm driving on the expressway. Those people who will not drive past a truck, whether it's a box truck, like a U-Haul truck, or even a big rig, they will not drive by it. Matter of fact, they will drive before it, so they'll just hold up the whole lane.
I don't understand what he's saying. What, you mean they won't pass a truck?
Yeah, so they end up side by side with the truck.
Yeah.
There's people that do that.
Huh.
It's pretty bad.
I have a problem with the truck staying in the left lane, frankly.
Yeah, you know, same.
There's too many trucks in the left lane.
Yeah.
Right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your SoundArt gets on.
Gibbons, see you later.
All righty, that ends this fine program on 97.5. Stay tuned. Devon Gibbons. It's going to lead you right into Flyers-Rangers hockey today. Nobody does it smoother along the boards than Devon. And then Flyers-Rangers hockey. I'm not sure I like the Flyers in this spot. It's a small line. And then Devon after the game. And on NBC Sports Philly, a season like no other, the 2020 Phillies Video Yearbook. Our winner of the General Knowledge Prize of the custom-made socks, Howard from Palm, PA, is our grand prize winner. Congratulations to Howard. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.